Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. All really does help out the channel. I can never express that enough. Thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's first story. And this story is from Out of Town Cheat, who says, I'm 27 male, out of town right now. My best friend saw my girlfriend of 7 years, 26 female, out with another man. I found an email. And of course, this comes with an update as well. A bit of background. Well, here goes, guys. I'm currently out of town visiting family for a week. My grandma, who lives with my parents, is very ill, and I wanted to say goodbye. My girlfriend, who I've been with for 7 years, recently had surgery and didn't feel comfortable traveling the 5-hour car ride with me. Very understandable, because she is still in quite a bit of pain. I've been here for about 3 days now, and will be spending another 2 here at my parents'. My girlfriend and I have always had a strong relationship. We get along very well. We manage to communicate about almost everything. We rarely fight. In fact, when we do, it's usually about housework, which admittedly is usually my fault, as I leave too much of it on her. This will be relevant in a bit. We had a fight about the housework right before I left to visit my grandmother. Since she had surgery, she hasn't been about to keep up with the cleaning and laundry much, and the house has gotten a bit out of hand. She is kinda a neat freak, where I am okay with clutter. And even by my standards, the house was getting pretty messy. I promised I would clean up, and I did. But she kept insisting more needed to be done. I thought it was clean, but it wasn't up to her standards. Now that I've left, I can see I was a bit in the wrong, and I feel bad, and I've told her so via text. She seems to forgive me. She didn't mean to snap at me over it. She's just in pain and is exhausted and just wants more help around the house. I only see clutter when I clean, but I don't think about things like vacuuming and dusting. I thought we had cleared the air and we were okay, but she has been very distant over the days I have been here. Very little communication. And now, I got a text from my best friend telling me he saw her walking about a hardware store with some guy. He described him as tall, with dark black long hair and a full beard. This does not fit the description of any of her friends. She was leaning against his arm while they walked around the store. He saw them leave together and walked to the chain restaurant across the street. My girlfriend has never given me the impression she would cheat, ever. We've always told each other when we had crushes on people and would be open when others express feelings to us. And with her leaning on the guy, I'm worried. But at the same time, my girlfriend tends to lean on all of her friends she feels comfortable with when there is a lot of walking involved. She had a heart condition, now more exacerbated by her recent surgery, and does faint on occasion. She always holds my arm when we walk around the stores, and I've seen her do the same with her girlfriends. So it may be that she was having a dizzy spell and leaned on this guy for support, whoever he is. I've expressed that I'm thinking of leaving here today and coming home early. And after all day of not talking to me, she responded, "No, visit with your family, you never see them. Spend all the time with your grandma that you can. She doesn't have long left, and I'm sure spending her last days with you will be really comforting for her. It's flattering that you are homesick though, and that you miss me. I miss you too." I didn't want to sound accusatory, so I sent something along the lines of, "Hey, Dave saw you at the hardware store today and meant to say hi, but he didn't have time." She responded, "I wasn't at hardware store today, just grocery store." Admittedly, I was a bit suspicious. My girlfriend doesn't really do social media. She is a high school teacher and all she has is Facebook. She keeps it for professional purposes only and basically nothing on there. So I decided to check her email. I know, I feel awful, but I'm starting to get worried. She had a few from a generic Gmail around that was basically something like sugarlandman1234. There was no Google Plus info on the page. I googled the Gmail and could find no other accounts associated with it. The back and forth goes, Sugarland Man says, sorry about the email. Shattered my phone on the job, not going to replace it until my contract expires. Girlfriend replies saying, that's okay, I totally understand, we still on for Saturday. He replies, yeah, I'm free. Is the boyfriend gone already? Girlfriend said, yep, he left the other day. Shouldn't be back until like Wednesday. He replies, good, sounds good then. Girlfriend says, do you want me to get dinner or pizza? On me, of course. We will need some fuel or I imagine we will be exhausted. He replies, that's nice of you, don't know yet. We'll decide that day. I've got my dad's phone now. He doesn't really ever use it, so I'll text you from there. I'll let you know it's me. Then OP goes on to say, that was the entirety of it really. Now I'm even more worried. Should I come home early? Confront her over the phone? Leave it alone until I get home when I was going to anyway? And next we have some edits and updates as well as a final update too. So we'll cover those in a moment. And I'll give a quick little comment on this one. And at the moment, it really doesn't feel like too much to me. I may be completely wrong here. You know, we cover a lot of stories where, you know, it all goes wrong, but it doesn't feel like that too much to me. And the only reason I'm saying this is, you know, she's just had recent surgery. She's struggling to walk pretty much. And I kind of think if you're in that kind of situation, do you really want to be going out with another partner if that was the case or whatever, you know? Especially around your own town and a hardware store of all places seems pretty random to me. And although I know you're really worried about the situation, but do you want to leave your grandma at this moment, potentially the last time that you may see her? And I'm very, very sorry about that as well. I think it's something that you could potentially regret, especially if this all does turn out to be innocent in the end. And even if it's not, you'd still miss out on seeing your grandma for potentially those last moments. And I feel bad saying that because, you know, it's your life, you know, but it's just kind of my thoughts at the moment. So we're going to cover a couple of comments and then we're going to move on to those updates. Rosie202 says, this may sound stupid, but am I the only one who thinks she might be playing some sort of surprise and this guy's helping? Who meanders around a hardware store with their lover? Ungrateful Daughter says, you're never going to forgive yourself if you leave your terminally ill grandma and race home to find your girlfriend planning a surprise for you. Please calm down. Lap Giraffe says, unless he's a prostitute, the email from her indicating that all food and drink would be on her led me to believe that she's paying him for a service that requires items from a hardware store. Procrastastic says, I'm a very suspicious person in relationships, have been cheated on in the past, horrible trust issues, etc. But actually in this case, I'm coming down on the side of her and this dude building you something around the house. It just seems to fit the facts better. I know you're freaking out at the moment, I would be too, but my money is on all this being completely innocent. Good luck. And now let's move on to those updates to find out, I can't wait anymore. So the first edit says, some info that has come up in the comments below. She's just had a hysterectomy. She's only recently home from the hospital and doesn't have much energy. We hadn't had sex since the surgery. She says she can't. I honestly believe her because I changed the bandaging on her stitches and they look painful. Other than slowly walking around, she can't do too much. My best friend and his girlfriend, now fiance, have all been mutual friends together for several years and all go out together frequently. He knows for sure what she looks like and that it was her. I'm sure this is not relevant at all, but a guy can hope. My birthday is in 10 days. Ooh. Edit 2 says, my friend drove by my house. There is a white truck in the driveway, but the plates on it are from a neighboring state. It's getting kinda late there. Edit 3, friend drove by again, truck is still there. Truck is from another state, but girlfriend has family in that state. My girlfriend is not really close with her family at all. We really only see them on holidays. However, my girlfriend's family owns a construction company, but their company lays concrete. I don't think they have any carpenters or anything like that. I could be wrong though. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because she had never done anything to make me mistrust her in the past. You guys have been such a comfort to keep me level-headed and I thank you. A lot of you think there is a surprise for my birthday and I hope that is it. And many of you think she is cheating, which I hope isn't the case. I don't want to leave early and risk missing out on the time with my grandma. Some of you have suggested I have a friend check up on her, but that worries me. Won't I seem paranoid if nothing's going on? Edit 4. On current communication with my girlfriend, I have called her 3 times and text her a ton. I haven't been accusatory, just asked her what she was doing and if she had any friends over. Basically, we live in a dead zone cell phone coverage wise. We live in a town surrounded by cornfields for miles and miles. We get spotty reception at best. When I last spoke to her, she said she was doing laundry and working on a quilt she is making for my mum. Both the laundry and her sewing room are in the basement. We get no service in the basement. A little while ago, I got a picture message of our cat laying all over her quilting supplies and one of them saying she missed me. It's possible she hasn't got my text because she has very possibly been in her sewing room all day. She can spend hours there working on projects and watching Netflix. She always calls me right before she falls asleep when we are apart though, so I'm waiting for her to call me before bed now. Final edit, still no call from her. But if she is in the basement quilting and watching Netflix, that is no surprise. She can go for hours. No idea if the truck is still there or not. My friend drove by again around 9 p.m. and it was still there. I'm not going to make him go out again. I'm thinking I will just come home when I was supposed to. If anything is going on, I have proof. I'll update as soon as I am able or when I am actually allowed to post again. Waiting sucks. So now we're going to move on to that update to find out what's going on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm here. Sorry for the formatting. I'm on mobile. Well, here it goes. I'm going to pick up where I left off with the last post and detail what happened from there. My girlfriend called me at 1 a.m. and apologised profusely, saying she didn't realise what time it had gotten to because she was busy. She normally calls me around 11:30 or so. I decided then and there I was going to save the text from Dave, a screenshot of the email, and confront her when I got home. I weighed my options and decided it was better to be cheated on and let it go on a few extra days and spend time with my family than to rush home or accuse her over the phone and find out she was planning something for my birthday. I think that would ruin her trust in me forever. Nothing seemed odd when she called. She asked after my family, sent a few progress pictures of the quilt she was making for my mum, told me she loved me and that she would call me in the morning. Monday morning, my grandma took a turn for the worse, and my brother, mother, and father all gathered at the hospice to spend the final hours with her. Somewhere in the very wee hours of Tuesday morning, she passed away from lung cancer. Seriously, people, put down your cigarettes. We were really her only remaining family. My father was an only child, and she had no living siblings, and she had moved in with my parents a while ago and hasn't kept in touch with anyone. In lieu of planning a traditional funeral, we just decided to proceed with having her buried next to her husband's plot, something she had already pre-planned, paid for, and requested in her will. And spent Tuesday gathered around the living room, telling stories about her, and looking through her shoeboxes full of photographs to create an updated photo album. It was nice, actually. My girlfriend kept in constant contact with me through this whole thing, and talked to my parents as well. They love her. During that time, I decided to let everything fall out of my mind, other than my family. It was pretty evenly split on what people believed about my girlfriend, but what felt right in my gut was that she was planning something from me. Many of you said that I was denying any possibility she was cheating and had my head in the sand, that she was blowing this guy, fucking him in my bed, and that she was on some sort of penis-related carnival ride. Some said I trusted her too much and that it would come back to bite me. And many of you said I didn't trust her enough, that I was letting what my friend saw cloud my judgment. There is some truth in that. Many of you wondered if Dave hated my girlfriend or wanted to get with her. I promise you, that is not the case at all. Dave has been cheated on before and just wanted to look out for me. If I had asked him to confront her, he would have done it in a heartbeat. But even he thought something was up, knowing us for as long as he has. I asked him to leave it and that I would deal with everything when I got home. If there really was nothing going on, I didn't want to risk crushing her spirit when she was trying to do something nice for me. I let my girlfriend know I would be home sometime Wednesday, but I was going to have breakfast with my family first. She requested I call when I get in the state. This was my intention, but I was getting so homesick and I just really needed to see my girlfriend. So I hit the road sometime around 5 a.m. With no rest stops and minimal traffic, I made pretty great time and got home 10:30 or so. As I pulled into the driveway, I saw the white truck parked there already. I swallowed the lump in my throat and walked up to the front door. I kept repeating in my head that I trusted her and that there was nothing going on. As I walked in the front door, which enters into the living room, I locked eyes with a guy. He was sitting cross-legged on the floor in sweatpants and a tank top, eating cereal off my coffee table. He looked younger than I thought he would be from Dave's description, but he had a full beard and long black hair in a ponytail. He nodded and said, "Hey dude, welcome back," which felt odd. I just stood there staring at him, wading through the surrealness of the situation, looking for the right words. My girlfriend then came down the hallway, smiled and hugged me. She said, "Hey, I'm so sorry about your grandma. Any chance you remember my cousin Max? I know it's been a while." I stared at him and I swear I'd never seen this person in my life. I just had this sinking feeling and only replied, "I don't think we've met. Aunt Ellen's son, the one that lives in other state." And suddenly it dawned on me. Her Aunt Ellen's husband, Uncle Joe, was her second husband. She had married young but split up with his kid's father pretty early. Max lives with his dad in other state, and Max's dad is 100% Italian, which explains the hair. All I could say was, "Whoa, man, you've grown up." He just laughed and said, "Yeah, I've changed a bit." The last time I saw this kid, he was a chubby, neon green-haired, acne-covered teenager in a tap-out t-shirt. He really came out of puberty well. I think I last saw him 4 or 5 years ago on Christmas. She asked me if we could talk, so I followed her into her bedroom. She basically said he was moving back with Aunt Ellen and getting a job as a grunt with her family construction company part-time. He wants to go to a local college around us, and my girlfriend promised to help him fill out his FAFSA, polish his entrance letter, and study for his placement test in exchange for some work. He went to an alternative trade school for carpentry his last 2 years of high school, and my girlfriend's dad says he did pretty well. She said she had something planned for my man cave, but they hit a few hang-ups and it's taken longer than expected. She brought our Xbox upstairs into the living room and has made me swear I will not enter the basement for any reason until my birthday. I debated pretending I wasn't worried at all, but I like that we are always honest with each other. I told her Dave saw her out with her cousin and had me a bit worried about him. She just laughed and said, "I didn't realize he saw us together. I thought you meant he just saw me." She said they had walked basically around opposite ends of the store shopping separately, then he met up to check out. She asked why I didn't just ask her who it was. She said he could have told me it was Max and still been able to keep the exchange of work under wraps and just told me about the college thing. I basically told her I didn't want to make her feel like I was accusing her of anything, which I think she appreciated. Max is going to be staying here for a few more days longer than she planned, which I wish she would have told me about, but after this, that seems like nothing at all. I think she was a bit upset that I could think for a moment she would cheat on me, but she said she was glad I didn't come flying home early, kicking doors in or anything. So I think we're good. Just in case, I'm going to kiss her ass for a while. Good choice, my friend. Edit 1 says, "Maybe I should clarify that Max is not moving in with us. He is moving back with his mum. He was already supposed to be home with her by the time I came home, but they hit some snags with whatever he is working on. He's staying a few more days to finish up, then going to his mother's." Edit 2. For those asking why my girlfriend would not tell me why Max was over, she didn't know Dave saw her with him. She just thought he saw her in the paint department by herself. I think she wanted to not arouse any suspicion at all in me. He was supposed to be done before I even got home. I remember her mentioning that he was in carpentry school. I didn't know it was part of a 2-year high school thing, and for some reason I was picturing him as a lot older than he was. I think I had him confused with his older stepbrother. I've had my brother over when she was visiting her best friend out of state before. It was a non-issue. We have a pretty open door policy when it comes to close friends and family, so having him over is a total non-issue for me. I see how it would be an issue for some people, but it's not in our relationship. I think she just wanted me to spend some time with my family and not focus on what was going on at home in the slightest. She was going to tell me about the FAFSA college thing if I asked, but since I didn't, she just kept it under wraps. And I gotta say, I'm really happy the story did end like that in the end. You know, we've covered a lot of relationship stories recently where they've ended badly, so it's nice to see that it did end in the way it did. But I kind of want an update on what that surprise is. What's going on in the man cave? What's he getting? I want it. Whatever it is. I go to a subreddit. I think it's called Battle Stations or something like that, where people post their desk setups with their monitors and, you know, their LEDs going on, all that sort of stuff. And they got all their wiring setups. You know, my wiring is absolutely shit. And I've just got to say in the end, thank goodness he did stay with his grandma in the end. Can you imagine if he went home early, you know, and then and unfortunately lost his grandma whilst he was away? That would be absolutely devastating, I think, to come home and, you know, it was just a surprise in the end. But thank goodness it didn't end that way. And again, OP, if you do ever get to hear this, I'm very, very sorry for your loss. But I'm incredibly glad that your relationship with your girlfriend is still as strong as it was, maybe. Little bit of a cute ending there. But tell me what you guys think of this situation from the first initial post. Be truthful. Do you think it was cheating or would you have suspected something different? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the world to me, and I can never thank you enough for what you do. It's truly amazing. At the end of the video, there is going to be a playlist which you can click and it scroll through all of our videos for you. So whatever you're doing, running, walking, chilling out, drawing, even had a group of people the other day from an office that gather on Wednesdays to listen and get involved. Hey, hey, office workers. Hope you're doing wonderful. Thank you so much for your love, support, and time. And I will see you, you cheeky so-and-sos, in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.